Rules adopted during the Napolitano administration said that beginning next year, new cars and trucks sold in Arizona must have reduced greenhouse gas emissions. When Jan Brewer became governor in 2009, she ordered a review, saying there's probably some link between human activities and climate change, but probably not as much as some contend. Now Brewer's Department of Environmental Quality has concluded the rules should be repealed. But gubernatorial press aide Matthew Benson said that has nothing to do with whether global warming is real.
That is not at the heart of the decision that the governor's made here. The decision that she's made is that the economic costs of being part of the Clean Cars program outweigh the environmental benefits.
Benson also said federal greenhouse gas regulations have been tightened, and there's no reason for Arizona to have a different standard. But Sierra Club lobbyist Sandy Barr said the state rules go beyond limiting those emissions.
DEQ went through and identified a lot of other criteria emissions of pollutants that would be reduced through the program, including ozone precursors.
An economist hired by vehicle manufacturers said Arizona's rules would add at least $6,000 to the cost of cars and light trucks. But state DEQ officials said during 2008 hearings, the cost was only about $1,100 and would be more than offset by greater fuel efficiency. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.